As the climate talks in Madrid enter their final day, frustrations are mounting among some developing countries and the European Union, who argue big emitters are blocking efforts to slow the warming of the planet. Among those being criticised is China, which is the single biggest emitter of greenhouse gases, burning around half the coal used across the world every year. And as Eleanor Whitehead reports, the country's appetite for the commodity is growing.
It's enough to undo the progress made across the rest of the world. While many countries are closing down coal-fired power plants, China is adding more, 148 gigawatts worth, to be precise. That's according to Global Energy Monitor, a US-based NGO. Ted Nace is its executive director.
Right now, the amount of coal-fired power capacity under construction is equivalent to the entire coal fleets of all the countries in the European Union. So a very large amount of coal is under development in China. China already has half the world in terms of coal power. It's going to push that even farther.
Critics say that addiction is threatening efforts to keep global warming well below 2 degrees. Beijing's carbon emissions have almost tripled since the year 2000, making up just under a third of the world's total. Here's Ted Nace.
The commitment of China is to peak out by 2030, but the climate mandate, in order to avoid terrible levels of climate change, of global warming increase, they need to, and the rest of the world needs to, scale way back by 2030. And, continuing to build coal plants is just not compatible with making that kind of shift, because the kind of investments that are going to happen into clean power are substantial. And you can't spend money on both and expect it to work out.
It's a trend driven by China's local governments, which see coal-fired power stations as a source of jobs and investment. And it's a step back for Beijing, which tried for a while to clean up air pollution by cracking down on coal and the heavy industries which rely on it. Larry Muliverta is lead analyst for the Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air in Finland.
What has changed very dramatically in the past few years is the direction of economic policy. Earlier this decade, the direction of economic policy was steering the economy away from reliance on highly polluting smokestack industries such as steel and cement. And after economic wobbles around 2014-15, the government started a new stimulus that has seen reliance on construction projects, steel, cement, those highly polluting industries rebound, and with that, emissions and coal consumption have started going up again.
At the same time, China has cut support for renewables, though it's still the leading market for clean energy and electric vehicles, and makes about two-thirds of the world's solar cells.
If you look at the number of wind turbines, solar power plants and so on that China is putting in place, it's still very impressive and exceeds that of any other country. There has been a slowdown in the growth of this investment when the government reduced the tariffs paid to renewable energy industry. I think after the cut to those tariffs, the industry has fared better than anyone expected. And now the fact is that wind and solar are competitive against new coal on the market, which really gives them a very firm foundation to grow.
China's central government recently said it would cut the capacity of coal-fired power plants owned by 5 debt-laden utilities. And Ted Nace says there are other signs of hope.
Now, some of the things that are happening in China are to level the playing field. They have taken away some of the protectionist measures that support coal plants, that support, the price of coal, that support the number of hours that plants can run. So in many ways, the policies that the central government has implemented in China are favorable toward the transition. But things need to move a lot faster, and somehow China has to let go of coal.
Ted Nace heads up the non-profit group Global Energy Monitor. Eleanor Whitehead, our reporter.